I had to follow what my name means. So my name is Kochiket.
So why was that the name given to you?
It's been passed down in our family, the Frog Clan. When a name is given to you, you have to practice your Kenka. So that's what it means. Mm-hmm. Anybody gets a name, they have to follow their Kenka and show people what your name means.
That's Kochiket, a grandma and auntie from the Frog Clan at her kitchen table in Whitsett. Kochiket's voice is the first spoken part of the song Kenga, an intergenerational collaborative song created by local and traveling musicians, producers, Wet'suwet'en drummers, and three choirs of students from two schools in the Bulkley Valley, Telkwa Elementary and Muheim Elementary in School District 54 in northern BC. Smithers was built on Wet'suwet'en land after many Wet'suwet'en families were displaced in the late 19th and early 20th centuries in the name of development. One music teacher at Telkwa Elementary pitched a project that could unlock a challenge that most educators in Canada face: how to hold effective classroom discussions about truth and reconciliation to their elementary-aged students. Hello and welcome to a special edition of CICK News. In 2021, September 30th marked Canada's first official National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, a newly designated day of remembrance to honour victims and survivors of Canada's Indigenous residential school system. For years, the 30th of September has been recognized as Orange Shirt Day. In recognition of Truth and Reconciliation Day, today's broadcast is a series of interviews about a recent collaborative song project, which is called Kenga, led by Telkwa Elementary's music teacher, Brennan Anderson. This project and this episode of CICK News would not have happened without the immense support from SD54, the educators, students, teachers, Wet'suwet'en drummers, Diana Johansson, and Kochiket, who you heard at the beginning, as well as our local Arts Council and the Wet'suwet'en Community Forest Grant. Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you.
My name is Brennan Anderson, and I'm the music teacher at Telkwa Elementary School in School District number 54. The main goal of this project was to create an original composition surrounding the ideas of reconciliation in Wet'suwet'en territory. This concept of Kenga, it's like literally ideas are passed down through song, and they're written, and they transform, and they create culture. It's just an amazing thing. So I wanted to have both Indigenous and non-Indigenous voices, both young and old voices, in the same room together, talking and discussing these things.
My name is Travis Heber, a.k.a. Earthchild.
What, in your opinion, is the power of art for a message?
I think it's everything. It's how we manage our emotions, is music and sound and things like that. It's how we celebrate ourselves, how we get through hard times, how we get excited. Like, it's, yeah, music is emotional. If you're in this position to want to learn and heal and move forward as a community or as a people or as a nation or as a country, we just have to see each other. Yeah. Feel each other.
My name is Liliana Peche, and I'm the principal at Muheim Memorial Elementaire, which is a French immersion and English school in Smithers. I taught as a grade 4-5 teacher at this school, and at that time we were seeing some big changes in education and conversation around truth and reconciliation, calls to action. So as a teacher in the classroom, it was important for me to really embed what we needed to do as a country, I think, moving forward, mm-hmm. and helping kids understand what truth and reconciliation is. So I got connected with the Friendship Center, and we've done some work over the years. So my involvement directly with this project I had to share that with you because I think that's where my passion really comes in. So our music teacher has been working in collaboration with Brennan Anderson throughout the year on various projects. And when Brennan talked about this rural schools project that he wanted to work on, which was creating this song with the theme of truth and reconciliation, I was super on board.
Having that knowledge of the way that art can influence change, especially coming from children, where do you see the future of that entering the curriculum, or do you see that happening now?
We are working with themes that are somewhat abstract to the kids. So I think music is a beautiful entry point, and music is global. I think we all as humans find comfort in art, and we can interpret art in our own way. So I think this project allowed everybody to enter with curiosity. Mm-hmm. I don't know that these children really knew the extent of what they were doing at the very beginning. And then for them to just be a part of a project where they saw community members, Indigenous drummers, messages that were being shared by adults as this was all coming together, I think they grew into this idea of this is a really big deal. And so with this project, I just keep thinking of that heartbeat. And everybody started at that point in the music. And that's where compassion and empathy is. We all have a heartbeat and we all have feelings. And I think that's embedded in art. Mm-hmm. I saw students running down the hall to choir practices. And then I saw Brennan and Lauren behind the scenes putting this together. So I saw the logistical pieces. And so having it all come together for me, I had that background knowledge. And then in my head was like, oh, all these people showing up at the park, they're just showing up to the song. Like, how is it going to impact them? So as the song played, I looked around and I saw the joy and pride in Brennan's eyes as he sang with the kids. I saw the relief with Lauren and the pride as well, but it all came together. And then I looked around at the elders, and that was emotional, just for them to hear children's voices singing something that maybe when they were kids they couldn't share. Oh, this is hard. And for the parents that just showed up to watch their kids, it was deep. And I think that's what art can do. We can't overthink, we just need to become involved. And sometimes you just join hands with another person or group and take this journey together.
My name is Jana Fox, and I'm the Assistant Superintendent for School District 54. In the process of teaching reconciliation, I think we really value relationship building. And part of that process is creating the space within our classrooms or schools where people from diverse backgrounds can learn each other's very different stories. So that can be the students' stories or their families or their ancestors in this certain space, and where we can build understanding. And I think the song does this in a really creative way where people from many different communities and many different backgrounds and of all age groups are coming together to increase their understanding about each other. They're going to want to know, well, what does reconciliation really mean then? What does it mean for me as a community member? And now that I'm hearing this song and I'm seeing these various types of people, now I'm wondering, what sorts of actions can I take to engage in reconciliation? Not only is this done within the walls of the school, it's been brought out into the community to engage so many other people in the work. We feel that the performing arts is very important. We value our musical program at the high school. When we have passionate teachers in our schools who are willing to take on that work, which is very challenging and very time consuming, we try and support them as much as possible. So with that kind of initiative and that kind of excitement, we were definitely willing to support him as best as we could.
Hello, my name is Jana Delaney, principal at Telqua Elementary School. We are very fortunate in our district that our superintendents and admin team understand and value the significance of truth and reconciliation and continue to provide ongoing professional development and resources for all our educators. Even with the support teachers receive, many can be uncomfortable going deep into this topic as they want to accurately represent Indigenous perspectives and experiences while avoiding stereotypes or inaccuracies. Educators need to balance the need to address these issues while still maintaining a supportive and safe learning environment. They also need to be sensitive to the fact that students come from varied backgrounds and may have different levels of prior knowledge or personal connections to the subject matter. One powerful tool that can make this task more manageable is music. For young students, music can be a bridge to understanding and empathy. We made these important lessons more accessible and meaningful for our young learners, fostering both understanding and empathy to this big, complex, and important topic of truth and reconciliation.
My favorite part that I took out of this project was learning about Kenga, and it's given me such a huge admiration and amount of gratitude for the Wet'suwet'en culture. And I want to engage more in that, and I want to think about how music transforms my life. And I as a music teacher, I kind of want to spread those. I want to spread those ideas more far and wide. I want people to know how different cultures perceive music and its importance. The arts can truly create so much in our cultural and societal, economic, political landscape. You know, art is power, and the Wet'suwet'en people knew that, and they know that, and they're living that, and it's just amazing. We discussed as a group how we wanted the song to move, and we kind of chose time as a way to conceptualize how the song changed and how the different ideas came out throughout the song. For the group of artists that were involved in this, we feel like we have packaged a song that really tells, you know, 10 stories simultaneously, and we want to leave those stories in our own heads and kind of allow the listener to make their own decisions about what it means for them.
Hi, my name is Lisa Conway. I started by making this heartbeat, which was the foundation of the piece, and I used samples that Brennan passed along to me and combined, I think it's river and gravel and a snip of just a field recording, and made a heartbeat for the foundation under that. Originally, I also contributed some synths and other things that some are in the final version, some are not. I think Brennan's excited about sounds and me being excited about sounds, and I'm getting just more particular, I think, about which sounds I use, like the sonic ethics, if you will. I'm just trying to be more specific about what sounds I use in things, and it's fun.
And then the idea was that we take those ideas and go into the studio and see what we could do to transform them a bit. But then Travis Hebert ended up coming up with kind of a fully formed hip-hop piece, which was really cool. And we ended up stealing the bass line from that.
I wanted to, write something that, poses the question, because I know, like, we're nowhere near where we could be, but we at least have to start asking ourselves questions like, are we doing enough? And then just a reminder of the past. And I didn't write lyrics for the longest time, but it wasn't until I met up with everybody that I started writing the lyrics. And I definitely wanted to have something that was like impactful and has like a positive way forward, but also it's good to have the reminder of the past, because I just think that it's important to feel something before you move forward with it. But like at the end of it, to have, you know, just as you said, like these kids loving this rap part, like if they're loving it, it's knowing that they're either soaking it up consciously or unconsciously right now, and words have an impact. My name's Travis Hebert, aka Earth Child. I am Cree Nehiya Métis. I was born in Prince George on Kledle Tene territory, but grew up on Wet'suwet'en territory.
For us as artists, we had so many specific ideas about what each sound and texture meant, and we just kept on layering on more sonic metaphors.
Never gonna dance again. Never gonna dance again.
But what's your role in this project?
It's my role. My role is, well, just to kind of help with the musical side of things. I was helping with the arrangement, and the other Brennan, there's two Brennans. The other Brennan wanted me, like, kind of like the indigenous, like an indigenous in voice kind of input. So basically, well, Elkon sent like this really juicy synth, and Travis, Brennan, and I, us three, has been kind of the meetup. So that's why I felt pretty organic getting all the pieces together. And then Travis came in and like like the flavor was there, like instrumentally from Eli and Brennan and I, and then Travis just felt it and he went in, and it was just, that's what the organic, I mean, but her presence is felt with that synth and all that.
Who's coming up with the actual lyrical content? Who's coming up with that?
There's been a bit of bit and pieces from everybody. Mm-hmm. We're all kind of driving towards the same goal though, which is kind of the idea of different stages of reconciliation. So there's kind of like that pessimist side, the optimist side. Mm-hmm. And Brennan's vocals are kind of talking about like stories being sung and shared and stuff, which is pretty true. And mine was pretty pessimistic. So like kind of mine was that saying never gonna dance again, which is a very real thing that happened. So I'm kind of in that early stage. And then I'd say Travis is like the in-between. It's really chronological. It's like now we're questioning it.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes towards like the Brennan kind of phrasing. Mm-hmm. So basically I was riffing on the piano.
Yeah.
And then I accidentally figured out Careless Whisper from George Michael. And then he's like, I'm never gonna dance again. And I was just like, that is a shared experience right there. Very different meaning.
Yeah.
And then, well, it's just really hooky because the idea is for people to like hear heavier messages, it's much more digestible in like a hooky way.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I came from. I was just like, we could be all like, things are bad. But then like people like rhythm, and this song has a lot of rhythm. So that's how we're going to get people like to their ears to perk to the, like a message.
My name is Lauren Lorsa. I'm the fine arts teacher at Muheim School 2 days a week.
How do you think art helps teach about hard truths?
I think that art is a very safe place to be able to access hard truths. It fosters, as it is, safety, creativity, expression. So to be able to explore hard truths within those modes, just having it included in your schema of how you know the world, not just how I'm going to read facts or be able to recite facts, but I've actually experienced something emotionally and now I want to take it in with how I operate as a person. So I think that this experience is really great because students, through their experience through song and art and creating, it becomes more intrinsic to what they know instead of just facts or something read out of a textbook. This is an experience that they can own and it becomes part of them intrinsically, part of their information and way of knowing.
Can everyone introduce themselves?
Layla, Bethany,
Skyla,
Meadow,
Isla,
Penny,
Cersei, Wayne.
Okay, what do you feel like you're learning in this project?
Maybe like it's like kind of like telling you that the history of the indigenous people, since Kanga means that and stuff.
Yeah, can you tell me what Kanga means?
It means the Trail of Song.
And what does Trail of Song mean?
Trail of Song means history in Wet'suwet'en.
Can you sing that part of the song for me?
Okay.
We know ourselves
through the Trail of Song. We sing our melody.
Whoa.
Like a three part.
That sounds so good. Okay. And what's your favorite part to sing?
Probably the Trail of Song is fun.
Yeah? Why?
It's just fun to say it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And what about you? What's your favorite part of this?
I kind of like when we do the ooze over Travis Hebert, like hip hopping. That's kind of a fun part.
Mm-hmm. And do you like the song?
I do.
Yeah?
I think it's really cool.
Here's Travis Hebert again.
I think at the core of it, it's like the younger people that are watching me, my children and the youth that I work with. So it's, I don't know, just demonstrating how to be strong in your truths, mm-hmm. even if they're like heavy. But like at the end of it, to have, you know, just as you said, like these kids loving this rap part, like if they're loving it, it's knowing that they're either soaking it up consciously or unconsciously right now, and words have an impact, and if this has a big enough impact for these young people, this song or a moment or the words or the energy of the song, I think it can bring on some healing and some understanding and some connection. At the end of the day, there's good people everywhere from all backgrounds. And if we can, you know, open up our world a little bit more, we can find those people and create those communities. And we live in a world where not everybody's going to jive and be on the same thing, and there's always going to be opposition. But if you're in this position to want to learn and heal and move forward as a community or as a people or as a nation or as a country, we just have to see each other, yeah. Feel each other, because there's a lot of unhealed things and a lot of things that have just been pushed under the rug or replaced with money or replaced with other things that don't necessarily promote healing. And then here we are. It's like we're trying to figure that out. And I think it's super important to see true allyship happening in communities too, for Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people to work together on projects like this.
Hadi Dinizet, Zakozet, Skyzet, Saisozi, Diana Johansson, Gasaihiudista. I'm part of Ehaya Hosley, which means bringing the songs back to life. It's pretty empowering, actually, just to see all walks of life be a part of this whole process of the song, and just the meanings behind it, how they introduced us, what the part of the drum means. Is in the beginning how it was being destroyed because of colonization, and then nearing the end how we've gaining our strength back, which is basically the story about Ehaya Hosley coming to life, coming back to life and taking our power back as Wet'suwet'en people. Yep, it was quite a few years back. It was with Frida Hewson and Warner Nazal and a few other people, Mel Basil. They were all part of this group, and their intention was to bring back the stories that belong to the songs that we learned in the feast hall. And they taught us, the younger generation, to carry on our stories and our, because each song we share is actually a part of our laws, the Wet'suwet'en laws, so handing those down to the generations so we don't get forgotten. Mm-hmm. It's pretty empowering to be a part of that cycle.
Yeah. How close do you feel like it was to being lost completely?
It's really hard for me to say because I was raised by my grandparents, okay. And I was involved with the feast system a lot, so that's where we heard a lot of the songs. But little to us, we've always relied on one set of family from a different area, Burns Lake, to come to our community and sing the songs for us in the feast hall. So I think it's been pretty strengthening to see more of our elders in our drum group be hired in the feast hall to be able to sing our songs in our own community. Mm. So that's empowering in itself too.
So how does it feel to represent your family and new generation in this song?
I think my word is empowerment. It's definitely empowering. And there's a news clip from back in the day. They opened it and they shared a news clip of my grandma drumming at the school, teaching.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like full cycle, me teaching. That's what it means to me. To be a part of this is, I was really honored that they even reconciliation, Wet'suwet'en people, you're drumming. Powerful.
Beautiful. But the message of the song being basically the drum being the heartbeat leading Wet'suwet'en people and then bringing along settlers to teach about the space that we live in and about what reconciliation means and the responsibility that we all have toward it. Does this song represent that? Does it do that for you?
100%. Just the fact that they involve the two schools, choir of all nations, and then you can see who's part of the core group here. There's different walks of life, which is, I love doing those kind of things, working together. I don't see any other way of building a bridge between the nations in our community than this.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Masai.
Thank you for listening to the Kinga podcast. If you haven't already, head on over to Bandcamp to listen to the song
Kinka. The spelling is the traditional Wet'suwet'en spelling of the word Kinka. C-I-N space K apostrophe I-K-H. And here's Gotsigit one more time for the proper pronunciation of Kinka.
A name is given to you. You have to practice your Kinka.
And now here's the song Kinka, featuring Brennan Anderson, Eli Quinn, Lisa Conway, Brennan McKinnon, Gotsigit, Virginia Johansson, as well as choirs of students from Muheim Elementary and Tequa Elementary School in the Bulkley Valley.
Kinka is trail of your song. What does your song mean? That's what they call Kinka. And when you get a name, you have to get somebody to make you a song. And they will ask you about your past, if it's good or bad. And they will go according, pick up everything and make song out of it.
To admit to the truth, we have to live from this mood. Make these paradigm shifts in all of you. I see your pain. I see the change.
listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.